USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate continuing to work through the weekend on a $1 trillion infrastructure bill. The bipartisan measure cleared a procedural hurdle yesterday, with 18 Republican senators joining Democrats to advance the bill. South Dakota Republican Senator Kevin Cramer is a fan of the bill, which will provide funding for roads, bridges, broadband, internet, and other public works projects.
Fact of the matter is the American public, including the vast majority of Republicans, are very supportive of this. Everybody from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the Business Roundtable to my local convenience stores and labor unions support this bill. We need roads and bridges. We're falling behind our competitors, particularly China, with regard to transportation infrastructure. It is what moves goods and services around the world.
Protests against COVID lockdowns continuing in France for the fourth consecutive weekend. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A Chicago police officer is dead and another is hospitalized in critical condition following a shooting on the city's south side. It happened as the officers were conducting a traffic stop Saturday night. A 29-year-old female officer was shot to death and a male officer rushed to a University of Chicago medical center in critical condition. Two suspects were arrested, with one of them also suffering from gunshot wounds. The U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan is issuing a dire warning to Americans.
The American Embassy in Kabul is urging Americans in Afghanistan to leave the country as soon as possible. The embassy issued the security alert on Saturday, telling U.S. citizens still in the country to leave on commercial flights if they can, because help from the embassy may be extremely limited. The warning comes a day after Taliban fighters captured a provincial capital in the south of the country in their latest offensive on Afghan cities. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A tent facility in southern Texas is housing illegal immigrants and continuing to grow as more and more are testing positive for COVID-19 there. The tent facility in McAllen, Texas serves as a drop-off point for illegals who have been released by Customs and Border Protection. It's run by Catholic Charities, and once the illegal immigrants test negative, they are free to leave. Once free to leave, the illegals often end up trespassing on people's property. Allison Anderson recently moved to Del Rio, Texas with her family. She says that she's constantly concerned for the safety of her three daughters amid the worsening border crisis.
All we've seen here is an increase, and what I can say in all the years that I've had personal experience dealing with illegal aliens, we've never dealt with a single family unit. Three nights ago, there was a group at our next door neighbor's house circling the vehicles and tapping on their daughter's bedroom window. And there's no females out here, there's no children out here, and there are absolutely no family units out in this way. It's all mostly single males that are traveling in groups. It's unacceptable. No one here should be afraid of, you know, having their kids play in their yard or riding their bikes down the street. And none of my neighbors should be fearful of going out to water their plants in the morning or the evening and being able to sleep at night.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. More news can be found online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.